The Swat Valley in northwest Pakistan is renowned for its beauty, but it's been in the news for the wrong reasons the past couple of years. The Taliban took over the valley for a while before Pakistan's army reclaimed control. Then massive floods destroyed much of it this past summer. Now a princess is restoring one of its finer traditions, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Musaddat Ahmadzeb is on a mission to revive the heritage of Swat Valley.
Basically, I'm working on the revival of Swat stitch. Now, this is not a Swati stitch. This is a running stitch, and this is a cross stitch. So I'm not just working on one stitch, I'm working on so many stitches.
Musaddat is a princess of Swat's former royal family. When the Taliban started terrorizing the valley, she started training hundreds of women in the dying art of Swati embroidery. The electrifying colors and distinct designs are a legacy of this once princely state.
Now this is called a panjara.
Panjara meaning cage.
Cage.
Now this is a beautiful, large black cloth, and it's embroidered with shocking pink and royal blue. And in the center of this is the quote-unquote cage.
And in the cage, there is a woman.
There'll always be one woman reflecting as a flower. She's the center of it. And this is her life. There's no outlet to it. She's a prisoner.
As Musaddat unspools the meaning of the motifs, she recounts her own story of becoming a princess by marriage at the tender age of 14, when a car belonging to Prince Miangul Ahmadzeb broke down near her home.
I came from school to my grandma's house, who was his aunt. He saw me, and that's the end of the story.
A photograph in her memory-filled house reveals what captivated the prince. Staring down from a frame above a mantle is a voluptuous redhead, Musaddat, on her honeymoon in 1976. She married the son of the Wali of Swat, a prince 16 years her senior. She never finished 10th grade.
Before that, I was in a boarding school in a convent.
Did you have any sense at that age, in that very cloistered life, what marriage really meant?
Nothing. I didn't know what it was. But I had a good husband. Men like him are very rare. Very rare.
The prince was shot dead in 1986 in circumstances still shrouded in mystery. At age 25, Musaddat was a widow with three children and one on the way, a trauma painful to recall even decades later.
I can understand. A widow's pain, her suffering, being alone, bringing up your children, it's very difficult. I've been through a lot.
It was another widow, a poor widow, who inspired the princess to open a training center where destitute women of Swat could learn the art of stitching and make money. The young woman's husband had belonged to the local Taliban that wreaked havoc on the area.
And her husband got blown up or whatever. I never went into detail. For me, she was a widow.
Musaddat gave the woman a choice, a monthly stipend or a job.
Her eyes lit up.
The woman wanted nothing more than to earn a living.
It was then I said, start something. She's not the only one. There'll be lots of women like her.
Women flocked to the princess as much for her conviviality as for her courage. In 2007, she returned alone to the Swat Valley as it fell under Taliban control. The militants left her alone, despite her distinctly un-Taliban activity of teaching women a trade.
Maybe I was lucky. Maybe I kept a low profile, but yet everybody knew.
Her institution sits in a wing of the 100-year-old house she inherited. Its original fixtures and walled gardens a throwback to an era before Swat was merged into Pakistan in 1969. On the sun-dappled lawn, Musaddat displays the embroidered heirlooms passed down to her from her grandmother, the sister of the second Wali of Swat.
Just to hang them on the wall, one wouldn't tire of looking at it. It's like a beautiful painting.
It's a renaissance of turquoises, pinks, and greens as the women of the workshop replicate the pieces and much more. Musarat insists this is not a charity. It is a business, and the women here are shareholders, she says. They can earn up to $150 a month, a decent salary, as merchants and tourists buy the beautiful fabric. 32-year-old Aisha Faisal Hadi is fully committed to her work, but her family resisted at first.
You feel very much a part of this. How does your husband feel about this?
Aisha had to persuade her husband that the embroidery work she is doing from home is not an affront to Swat's conservative Pashto culture. Her goal now, freeing her two daughters from the cage that she says has entrapped her.
You're saying that you basically were deprived of a full-blown education that your brothers had.
She doesn't want a life for her daughters, which she has led. She feels caged herself.
The women of this center tell Musarat she has changed their lives.
And I'm encouraging my girls to stand up. Avoid charity. Avoid begging. I'm there to teach you the art and the craft and earn with dignity.
In transforming the lives of others, Musarat has transformed her own. A rickshaw weaves her through the wholesale market of Lahore's old city, stocking up on raw materials to take back to her women in Swat. This once stay-at-home royal mom has become an intrepid entrepreneur and bargain hunter, negotiating a better price. But the merchant who supplies her colorful threads requires no haggling.
It is Najaf traders. They are the best. The best.
It's all affection when the princess, with a throaty laugh, takes up her usual perch. From the well-worn landing, she inspects the riot of colors that adorn the walls.
It's red, but I'm a shocking pink.
The owner, meanwhile, bellows for an ashtray for the chain-smoking princess.
This is my hospitality they give me. They don't allow anyone smoke here.
No one can smoke in my shop except Mama.
Mama. The title bestowed on a princess who is reviving the culture of her battered Swat Valley, one stitch at a time. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.